convinced myself that everything was going to be okay, and I went back in on my appointment on the Monday morning, and just was basically told that my child's heartbeat had stopped. And I was on my own, and it was really, just a really kind of unique pain that I've never felt before. You kind of make these plans, and someone's telling you that they've just all been taken away from you. But not only have they been taken away from you, but you don't have the... You're not with the partner who can, you know, you can't try again, and it's just been taken away from you. And it was hard. And I just remember I just really carry that moment with me for the rest of my life, of hearing that, because of just still having hope and asking them if, you know, are you sure? Is this 100%? And I asked them if they would let me take the scan photo with me, and I did. I took it, and I went home on the bus, and I went back home. And I wrote on my Facebook, I said, you know, I've just found out that my child that I was waiting to meet has lost its heartbeat. And I'm really sad that I won't get to meet her, but I think that all lives deserve recognition, and I just want to say that I'm going to miss you. And I felt a bit silly, you know, because these things are supposed to be private, and I'm British, and we're supposed to keep these things to ourselves. But the amount of support that people who I never knew that I would ever get support from just really helped me through a period of time which I really needed it. And I made new friends through sharing what I was going through, and I may not have been dignified in my grief, and I may not have reacted in the way that would be deemed appropriate, but I dealt with it how I could, and I've made new friends who helped me and supported me. So I'll always encourage anybody who's been through or is currently going through something similar to not be afraid to expose themselves. And it was a couple of days afterwards that I'd written that a friend of mine who I've known for a couple of years sent me a message on my Facebook, and there was a message that he sent me, and he just said, you know, Jessica, it's just Mother Nature's way of looking after you. And he didn't say anything else, that's all he said. And I just replied saying thank you, and I didn't get into anything too deep, but it's something that I think about now, you know, every day. Like, I think about that, and it's offered me some kind of resonance and meaning, and I'm starting to really see now that I was being looked after, and that it wasn't maybe the right time for me. I know I did everything I could to ensure that it was going to work out and happen, and I was looking after, like, my inner child. But, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. And it was those words that really stuck with me and still stick with me now. And miscarriage happens to 1 in 4 women. And it was only through me talking about it that I realised how many of my friends or associates had actually been through it themselves. And didn't make me feel that I'd done something wrong or I could have ensured it didn't happen. So it enabled me to kind of move forward with my grief and really kind of find that, you know, silver lining, and enable myself to move forward. So, yeah, and since it's happened, another friend was talking to me, someone who I just know vaguely, who'd been through the same thing, and he said to me that it had happened to his partner, and every time that he sees a robin in his garden, he always thinks it's her. And that's exactly how I feel every time I see a little robin, like, floating around somewhere. I think it's Evie.